Hello, and welcome again to the Atlanta Radio Theater Company's podcast, your monthly source for the best in free original audio drama. This month, we bring you another installment from one of our newer series, Dr. Will Ward, Science Wizard, entitled Taxing Our Patience by Dave Schrader. Our next live performances will be at Dragon Con on Labor Day weekend, where we will present The Woodbound Werewolf by Kelly S. Cicado on Friday night and The Rats in the Walls by H.P. Lovecraft on Sunday night. Both performances will take place in the Regency 6 and 7 ballrooms in the Hyatt Regency. The Lovecraft performance will then lead into our most ambitious project yet, Lovecraft's Nightmares, a different story by or inspired by H.P. Lovecraft each weekend in October. Come descend into madness at the Academy Theater as we bring you The Rats in the Walls, The Shadow over Innsmouth, The Dunwich Horror, and Special Order, with music by The Ghosts Project. For more information, visit ARTC.org. And now, Dr. Will Ward, Science Wizard, Taxing Our Patience by Dave Schrader, performed live at LibertyCon in Chattanooga, Tennessee, July 21st, 2012.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to WSCI-TV's award-winning show that explores everything strange and unusual, House of Mystery, featuring our very own Miss Terry Berry. Yay! Today, our studio audience includes a broad cross-section of officious and overbearing members of the federal bureaucracy from a collection of three-letter agencies visiting Star City for their annual conference on obfuscation and jargonization. But first, straight from the front lines of investigating the paranormal, here's Miss Terry!
Mystery. Ladies and gentlemen, please extend a warm welcome to our first guest, a returning audience favorite, straight from his inner sanctum, Dr. Will Ward, Star City's very own science wizard!
I'm not a wizard!
Yes, of course, I remember you're...
a scientist!
That's right, Dr. Ward, but you're far more than just a scientist. You've summoned demons to eat spam emails, built a seance machine to contact ghosts, filled our studio with green ectoplasmic slime, and invented a time machine and an interdimensional portal that Victorian velociraptor sorceresses used to try to take over the planet.
But I didn't mean to.
Which makes you a wizard to us, right, folks?
Yay! I'm not.
A wizard. Cut the crap, Doc. It's on your business cards.
You've got me there, Terry.
I'm so glad you brought your niece and nephew with you. Hello, Billy. Hello, Sally.
Hello, Miss Terry. Hi, Uncle Will.
Great to see you, kids. So, what strange and unusual invention do you have for us this week, Dr. Ward?
I've modified my dodecachronotron to run on power generated through external combustion based on the rapid expansion and contraction of a fluid, Terry.
You made it steam-powered?
Technically, my dodecachrono-vapotron uses alcohol vapor, not water vapor, but yes, I guess you could say that, Terry.
Well, what's that? Oh, I'm sorry. We'll learn more about your steam-powered time machine in a few minutes, Dr. Ward. We need to break for a public service announcement.
Are you confused by government regulations?
Baffled by bureaucracy?
Adrift on a sea of impenetrable prose?
Lost in a tangle of three-letter acronyms?
Dismayed by doublespeak?
Mystified by meddlesome minutiae?
If you find the majority of the regulatory output of the federal government largely opaque and unintelligible, your country needs your help. With your support and feedback, dedicated public servants can ensure that 100% opacity, incoherence, and impenetrability can be promptly achieved. The Council for Redundancy Trivia, paperwork, prevarication, equivocation, and redundancy is hard at work adding obfuscation, befuddlement, bother, and bewilderment to each and every one of the more than 10 trillion lines of federal regulations.
but we need your help to reach our goal.
If you find a government regulation that's clear, unambiguous, and easy to understand, please call CRAPPER at 1-800-667-2727. That's 1-800-MORE-CRAP, and let us know.
The offending regulation will be obfuscated immediately. Remember, we need you to ensure that you can't understand us.
Confusion is clarity.
Obfuscation is opportunity.
Prevarication is power.
Your government thanks you for your support.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Ward was telling us about his new steam-powered dodeca-chrono-vapotron.
I'm using a 100-gallon drum filled with grain alcohol to power the steam engine, Terry.
That's fascinating. This week, I'd like to try something different and open up things to take questions from our members from our studio audience. Why don't you pick the first questioner, Sally?
Okay. How about that big man in the fourth row with the badge and the cowboy hat? He looks like some kind of sheriff.
Sir, could you please tell us your name and where you're from?
Yes, ma'am. I'm William Joe Bob from Waco, Texas, and I'm a senior agent with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. I have a few questions for Dr. Ward.
Please, go ahead.
Thank you, ma'am. Dr. Ward, did you get the proper permits for distilling the alcohol powering your time machine?
I didn't know I needed to.
Ignorance of the law is no excuse, Dr. Ward. ATF Regulation 19 sub 910 states that any person wishing to obtain and establish an alcohol fuel plant shall first obtain a permit using Form 5110 sub 74, which should be submitted to the regional director for compliance. Civil, and criminal penalties apply.
I'm sorry, officer. I didn't know.
Senior agent, you're looking at $10,000 and up to 5 years in jail for each offense, Doc.
I'm sorry I picked the sheriff, Uncle Will.
Don't worry, Sally. We'll work it out.
We should send him to meet the Victorian Velociraptors, Uncle Will.
We can deal with the details later, Dr. Ward. Billy, why don't you pick our next questioner?
Okay. How about the man on the aisle in the stuffy-looking suit?
Please excuse Billy's comments on your tailoring, sir. What's your name and where are you from?
Thank you, dear lady. My name is Standish Lowe, Cabot Lodge III, and I am from Boston. I am the senior-most director at the Immigration and Naturalization Service, responsible for immigrants from regions where the United States does not have diplomatic relations.
That's quite impressive, Mr. Lowell Cabot Lodge.
I know.
What's your question, Standy?
Dr. Ward, it is my understanding that your various machines have allowed demons from astral planes, ghosts from the netherworld, and sentient velociraptors from alternate dimensions to enter U.S. territory without passports, visas, inspections, or approval from the INS.
Well, yes, but that's not really what I was...
But that's enough, Dr. Ward. You've admitted it. Are you aware of the penalties associated with your omissions?
No.
Can we omit him, Uncle Will?
Can I help? Can I?
The Immigration and Nationality Act of 1952 states that the penalties for aiding illegal immigrants start at $2,200 per incident and can include forfeitures of any property used in providing such aid. That means that the INS will be confiscating your contraption, Dr. Ward, today. Due process only applies to the Justice Department.
That's harsh, Standy. Back off. I've got lawyers.
My service has no surfeit of counsel as well, Miss Berry.
Let's at least wait to exchange more threats until after the show is over.
As you wish, but no longer.
Why don't you pick the next questioner, Dr. Ward?
Okay, Terry. How about the lady in the back with the wand in the blue pantsuit?
Thank you, Dr. Ward. I am Kennedy Logan O'Hare from Chicago, and I'm with the Deputy Director of Transportation Safety Administration. Now, take off your shoes, remove your belt and lab coat, and empty your pockets into this bowl, now.
Director O'Hare, you're on my show, not one of your airports.
Sorry, Terry, sometimes I get carried away.
I'll say. Did you have a question for Dr. Ward, Miss O'Hare?
Yes, thank you. Dr. Ward, this goes along with the questions raised by my colleague from the INS. Is it correct to say that your machine is an unlicensed and unregulated form of transportation? If so, my agents will be setting up queuing barriers, X-ray units, metal detectors, and whole-body scanners with automated YouTube feeds at your lab and Terry's studio tomorrow.
Can I run a scanner, Ms. O'Hare?
Can I stick that one?
Billy!
Sorry.
We'll need to talk, Miss O'Hare. My lawyers will call your lawyers. We have time for one more question. You there, the lady in the back with the eye shade. What's your name and where are you from?
I am Mrs. Green. I am fraud specialist from Internal Revenue Service.
What's your first name, Mrs. Green?
None of your business. I'm asking the questions here. Dr. Ward, I pulled up your iPad, your tax return up on my iPad and noted that you took business alternative energy credits for the energy produced by your machine. This is impermissible for an individual taxpayer, and you are required to remit $247,563 to the IRS immediately. Achtung, we will break you, Dr. Wart.
Terry, help!
I'll take care of it, Will.
Will?
Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring all our questioners up on stage for a big round of applause. Let's show these fine public servants just how amazing Dr. Ward's inventions can be. Start up your dodecachronovapotron, Doc.
Glad to, Terry. Flip the knife switch to warm up the alcohol vapor engine, Billy.
Here goes.
Now push the button to open the time portal, Sally.
Yes, Uncle Will. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, push!
The portal's opening.
Let me adjust a few settings, Dr. Ward.
No problem, Terry. That time period looks great.
If our questioners could step over to the portal. On the other side of that portal lies the world's most powerful and long-lasting bureaucracy, and a classic example of how it maintained its power. You should give it a thorough examination.
Yeah. All right.
Why not? Very interesting.
Let's check out the settings, Sally.
What's a Coliseum, Uncle Will?
It's a great place for bureaucrats to learn about the efficient application of power, Sally.
Oh.
I don't think they'll be bothering your uncle in the future.
Thank you, Miss Terry.
I have a joke for you, Miss Terry. Why was the lion smiling after swallowing the tax collector?
I know this one. Can I say it? Because he was gladiator.
I guess that means the bureaucrats will be Roman the time stream, Terry.
Oh, Dr. Ward, you're so cute.
Oh.
Why are you turning all red, Uncle Will?
Will Will's tongue ever get untied now that Terry's kissed his cheek? Will Miss Terry escape prosecution after sending 4 government officials to ancient Rome? Will Sally get a chance to run a whole body scanner? Tune in next time for another startling adventure of Dr. Will Ward, Science Wizard!
You've been listening to episode number 124, Dr. Will Ward, Science Wizard, Taxing Our Patients by Dave Schrader, performed live at LibertyCon in Chattanooga, Tennessee, July 21st, 2012. Featured in the cast were the voices of Dave Schrader, Cass Gill, Claire W. Kiernan, Bryce Lucician, Paul Patterson, Ron N. Butler, David Benedict, Hal Wiedemann, Cayman Bliss, Ron Zukowski, Kelly S. Cicado, and Mary Marshall. Music for the podcast provided by Brad Weege and Paul Mercer. Be sure to keep in touch. Keep up with the latest ARTC news with the free monthly newsletter Breaking Radio Silence at ARTC.org. Want to contribute your talents to Artsy? Drop us a line at volunteer@ARTC.org. Questions, comments, concerns, email podcast@ARTC.org. Thank you for listening. If you enjoy the podcast, the most powerful help you can give us is to tell your friends and family about the richness and the power of the imagination. ARTC Studio Productions are available by mail order at ARTC.org or by download at Audible.com, iTunes, and Amazon. Join us next month for more free audio drama. I'm your announcer, David Benedict, reminding you that there is adventure in sound. All material is copyright by its creators or the Atlanta Radio Theater Company.
ARTC.org.